We left off on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. The Mishnah discussed the situation
where the Tefillah got stuck in the middle of the davening. He fainted or he paused or whatever, and he's unable to continue davening. But the Mishnah says, "Lo yehem sarg on the altar," so someone else should take over the davening. Someone else should finish the Chazorah Hashak. And in this situation, "Lo yehem sarg on the altar," you should not refuse the davening for Nami. So the Mashmos is, whenever the Gabbai requests that someone they should down for Nami, they should turn him down the first few
months.
But if he requests that he should take over in the middle of the Chazorah Hashak because the Chazorah can't continue, then in this situation you go right away. But that's what we want to discuss. We start off on the other branch of that sense. I even looked at Dago. You got my request of someone to be the Valkyra?
Why is it called Valkyra?
Right away. The Gabbai request, they go up right away to Dalai Lama. The guy who says that it's not here, Diamond and Tapsha Shango Mela. It's like food that's healthy, but it's lacking a little flavoring. The sauce is not really necessary for your health, but the salt and the spices and the flavoring gives it a little more time, a little gishmah. But the same over here. The fellow may be a wonderful Valkyra. He's lacking a little bit in Derech Eretz. Why is it Derech Eretz that he should refuse the first few times? Why is that so? It's interesting, the Meshach Chochma, and there seems to have a Chumash on Parsha Shmoyis and on Parsha Ma'eiro. You find in Shmoyis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should go to Paro and said, when he told those things to Moshe Rabbeinu, the 7 days were seen, the 7 days were right. That's how Rashi explained it, but Sukkim can't really tell. Rashi puts in that it was 7 days, one day after the other, and every day there was another time in Ma'eiro and Ma'eiro. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's punishing him. Haloi Aaron Asicha Halevi, the Rashi quotes in the Medrash, who is really supposed to be the original Kohen, you were supposed to be the Kohen, and the brother was supposed to be the Levi. But because you give me such a hard time, I'm going to mix it, I'm going to change it, and switch it, I'm going to give the Kohen to Aaron, and you're only the Levi. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen, but his descendants were not Kohen. The more has an appointment in the end of the Rotten, and I got cool. But the Moshe Rabbeinu had the deal of the Kohen, or he didn't have the deal of the Kohen. The Shaila, when he killed the Ishmitri, the Medrash has two opinions. When he killed the Ishmitri, how did he kill him? The one opinion is Rashi chose to kill him with the Shemon Torah. And another opinion is no, the Eglos. One opinion is the Eglos. Some of us say that that's the Machlokes. If he's a Kohen, how did he kill with an Eglos? He's not allowed to be in Tamil Tome. The question is, what kind of a kash is? The Kohen is going to kill him out of heat, so he killed him. Some portion of them say, no, that's the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah. Then they have a whole discussion. In Tachlosh, it's not sincere. It's Imoid. I can say it's not sincere. It's not quite the Mishnah. They have got to the discussions
about
that. So
the
Mishnah was
not, but
maybe
for that reason,
it couldn't be.
If a coin is supposed to go out, it is also if he kills a man, you also.
There's a preacher that's missing in the old edition, and now they have it printed in the new edition, the same brand called the preacher. So the censor didn't realize that he had to take it out from the same brand also. And now they put it back in the edition. So the preacher says, you're right, Leah Kiddush, that it doesn't apply by Harigat Hamdan, only by Harigat Hamdan. So the contemporary prosecutor picked that up, and they discussed what that means. So the Meshach Chochma has a comment that on Parshas Shmoyis, when Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on refusing, they say that he's punished. And Parshas Be'eri, he did the same thing. The Parshas says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Paro, invite that he refuses, and you don't really find that he was punished. And one day in the Medrash that he was punished in Parsha Be'er also. But Rashi doesn't quote that much. Rashi only quotes it in Parsha Shmoyer, in which Rabbeinu was punished. He doesn't quote that opinion in Parsha Be'er later. Now he's talking, what's the difference? He did not let me say this. Rabbeinu did not from Parsha Shmoyer, so he did not let him refuse. Why is he right to refuse him? And one opinion of Medrash that he wasn't punished, so that's what the Medrash HaKhmet says is the difference. Parshas Be'era, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm appointing you as the manager of Klal Yisrael. And that's what Rashi explains in Chumash Parshas Be'era, the Torah lists off the Yichas of Klal Yisrael. Ela told us B'nai Yisrael, so it goes Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and then it lists off up until Moshe and Aharon. It doesn't go any further. So Rashi says, for the Medrash, the Torah shall who is called Liyash, Liyachay, what do you mean to tell Yachis is Moshe Liyaron? Why do they have to give the Yichas of Moshe Aaron for? But that's what the Rashi doesn't explain what Pshat and Medrash is. So the Big Gerub explains what's going on. Because at this occasion, Moshe Rabbeinu was by Tzadim al Bnei Yisrael, Yidav Hashem Moshe al Aharon, by Tzadim al Bnei Yisrael, Tzadim al Bnei Yisrael, he was appointed at this time as the manik of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means by tzavim, the Medrash says. But to be appointed as a manik, the Gemara has a call in Sanhedrin that you have to have a good yichas. But that's why the pasuk is miyachas Moshe Aaron. So on this occasion, when they've been appointed as manikim of Klal Yisrael, the Derech Eretz dictates that you should refuse a little bit. Sheikh and Parshas Shmos, he wasn't appointed as anything. Because the Torah just said, I want you to do a shlichas, I want you to do a Parshas Bar Mitzvah, go to Paro, and give him Moshe and tell him that he has to expect free grain. So it didn't appoint him as anything. At that time he wasn't supposed to refuse. So when he refused, that's why he was punished. The Meshach Chochma says that he understands, based on this contrast, between Shmos and Va'era, this is what he understands this din in the Gemara. And here on Daf Lamed Aleph, it says that if the Gabbai requests of somebody that he should serve as a Shlech Tzibur, so Derech Eretz dictates that he should refuse a little bit. And the Gemara later speaks of that, if the Gabbai gives somebody an Aliyah, he wants to give an Aliyah, so it's not Derech Eretz to refuse. And the Gemara says, there are three things that if people do it, it will cause a person to die at a younger age. And one of them is, you should not want to take a third mikros. Then, of course, they're going to give you an aliyah, and you don't want to take the aliyah. They're going to give you hakbas, leave it with that, and you don't want to take it. So, how come over here, if the Gabbai wants to be mechavdi to have a panomid, then you should turn it down. Once they mechavdi to take an aliyah, there's no darachans that dictate they should turn it down. Why is there a difference? That's what the Meshachot explained. The Shliach Tzibur is like a memuna, it's like a slur on the Tzibur. They remove the regulations in Shulchan Aruch whom you're permitted to appoint to the position of the Shliach Tzibur. If this is an Indian of Snorris, the Derech Eretz dictates that you should turn it down first. Like Moshe Rabbeinu turns it down to Parshas Be'era, he refuses a little bit. It's like they want to be mechaber with such a big thing, and the Derech Eretz dictates to turn it down. In any case, if they want to give me an aliyah, that's not a position of throwing out the shliach. You got an aliyah, doing a mitzvah, that's all. If it's on mitzvah, you're not allowed to turn it down, like in Parshas Shmos. So Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong by thinking exactly what things on the Shmos. The Shachachma sees that those two Parshas in Shmos and Be'era are the mocker to this idea that the Gemara has. That's what the Rav suggested, that you mentioned, the Rav suggested about aliyahs. He said, all aliyahs, you're not allowed to refuse, because an aliyah is just, get an aliyah, do a mitzvah. With the exception of Chazim Tayyum, but the minute is that we say, Amayit, 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 we say three times one. So he said, he thought that over here, the din is you should refuse. The first time you should refuse. The second time you should not get in. The third time you should go. But the Lord thought that maybe the minute has it, Chazim Tayyum, Chazim Tayyum, is already a thrower. That's taking that aliyah, that's already a question is up. So you want to give it to a kosher person. And the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, the Shemayna Chitikmu Shabbatar, the last aliyah, that's the Chalkin Tere, Yochit Koryot. So there are various shatim in the Rishayim, and there are more. And Hilchot Sukkah quotes a pshat from the Mordechai. That Yochit means Yochit in the Yuchot. They should give the Chalkin Tere to the Rav, to the most kosher Rishayim Prophet in the Shul. So the Gemara dashes on the Pasuk, it's a Kedis Echot, that's not like a Kedis on the Yuchot. Which kedush should you bring as a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash? I can't become Yuchat Shabbeider, the most mufkal, the fanciest, the most kosher, the saddest one. And here also, the Lashon HaGemara is Yochid Koryazim, the word Yochid, used the term Yochid, used by the Gemara, has the same connotation. And kedush Echor Ram Yuchat, means the Yuchat Shabbeider. Let me show this, you think, the great Tamachach, and the Machabed him with the Chasim Tere. And then he has it, the Chasim Tere. Don't you think that's another mufkal? That's not so much to what they call it. Terech HaTemeshit is like serving as a Shlem Tzibba. That's really an immediate Torah. So there, Derech HaTemeshit should dictate that he should turn it down until he's called upon the third time. So that's why we call him three times. Not just Amrei Amrei Amrei. They say a few times in the Rishut, they say two times. Amrei 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 is the third time that he said. Say two more times before
that.
Those are the Morgan Avrosos and the Zoya, that's considered something special. But also, you don't find out it is that if it's anything more than an Ali, that's when it's... But the Gemara says, even if the Tal is a wonderful Batfili, has beautiful voice and everything, knows all the dinner, but still felt that this will come. So lacking in the flavor if he doesn't turn down the Gabbite, he accepts right away, yes, and then he's done by another, he accepts right away. With a little bit on his
tongue. Even if he feels like
He wants to die. He don't know if he's going to have minyanish at home, but he's going to come for shul to daven. So they have to let him daven alone. So the Mishnah Berurah says not, they don't have to let him daven. The Mishnah Berurah says that the din is that if someone has a chiyuv to daven for another, the chiyuv is only applicable if he's moved to the call. If the call does not, he daven too fast, he daven too slow, or he mispronounces the word, or he does pronounce the word, he knows it too. The people in the shul can't stand it, so they like the way they sound. They don't enjoy one of the doctors so much. For whatever reason, good reason, bad reason, they're not moving to the call. They're not allowed to be the Balshim. They're not allowed to go inside. Yeah, that's a shaila. If he has a dinner of a woman, he can't be the scarf to the minion, he can't be the scarf to the minion, because he can't be in a shaila either. So it has to be such a person who is the scarf to the minion.
People go up to the minion. They don't slide when they're supposed to go ask them. They change and listen.
Also not allowed to do two reasons. Not only because the minion is unbought, because there's not the to the code. All those money is fired or Ashkenaz. They want to get in. You're not committed to dominance. You're not the to the code. Maybe the Samshin be. Too fast, too slow, wrong nusach, right nusach. Right pronunciation, wrong pronunciation, whatever it is, that's the nusach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, and it was Rosh Hashanah, it says, where it says, Zichin, when they had a minute, it's not as if you don't have that minute, but the Sharia friend, my best friend, and that's what I have that minute. And then they do the Shulchan, not a minute, where it says, Zichin, daven the whole day. So the Magen Avraham says that even if someone has a right side or whatever, Shloshim, a novel, still the minute is that the one who says Zich is davening all day long, because as well as the davening for another, you have to be moved to the call, and the call doesn't want the one who has the chiyuv. They want the one who says Zich. So they feel that this is a better, stronger minute. Yeah? What happens if the Gabbai requests of someone to daven for another and keeps on refusing, and in the Sarah Jerry, if he dies, and he uses too much, more than the third time, that's really not correct. Also not correct. Not proper to accept right away. It's not proper to keep on refusing. That is under the Tashi Shnik Bichasa Nela. And it's like a soup that has too much salt. That the salt is so much that it's burning. It is burning from Mitzvah. La Hagdiya HaLitzvah means to cook. So burn. Over burn. Jacob said, what is their heritage dictate? Our Mishayim should be the Sarah. He should say no. Shneer, the second time the Gavai asked to him, he should be Mahari. He should start to get ready a little bit. And the Shlishis is the third time the Gavai asked to him, he should approach the tribe of the earth. He should go. Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh?
Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh?
Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? Why is it called Yoreh? But here it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean what?
Stretch out the feet.
Okay, I'm on the bright side. Maisha, there are three situations, the roof, and kashem, the youth, and yofet. If you have too much of a certain nida, it's not proper. A little bit of it is hits the spot. What are the three things? Zeila hangs the or. Melach is when you're baking bread. So if you have too much heat, then it's going to spoil the flavor. If you don't have enough, it's not going to rise enough. You have to have not too much and not too little. Same thing matters when you're cooking soup. If you have too much salt, I mean, if you have not enough salt, there's also not good. And sarbonis is also the same thing. Sarbonis means to turn down, to refuse when they ask you to dal pranomen or something like that. Okay. So that's the derech eretz, that was derech agav. The Mishnah has this in Mashmoy. Why you hate Tavim, but also Shor. In this instance, when the Chazi cannot continue to dab in the middle of Hazarat Hashem, someone takes over. So in this case, Derech Eretz does not dictate that he should refuse. Other than Derech Eretz dictates that he should take over right away. Exactly understand.
Does that apply to Shofar
too? The Baal Tekeh cannot... And he was sent by his community to come to his university to study, to learn a little Torah, to study Chazanis, and to go back to his community, to be the Shliach Tzibur Dekuva. So, where he's coming from, Holland, I don't know exactly where he came from, he could tell. If they don't have anyone else, they sent him, obviously they don't have anybody else to be the Shliach Tzibur. So, for late bravery, you're permitted to appoint a person who's left New York. So let's say this fellow was going out with a girl in New York, and then they were thinking of getting married, and then he wanted to serve as a chazan here in America. To serve as a chazan here in America in a shul where they can have other people who can come and find all nicely who are not gearing, that's what any shaman. Because you're not permitted to give a position of scenario to a gear over like an isha, you're not permitted to give melech or malko. Don't talk to melech or melech, melech or malko. And the Kerala Khaf has to look at the Sukhan of the Lakhish Nakhil Shiva people. In half a minute of points a year. Not only a goy. Ish Nakhil does not mean a goy. He's a kid. One doesn't have such a good gift. In half a minute of points here, and there's the Nala of his Torah. And the more Dashans in the middle of the Imam, the same thoughts and conversation is the Marshal. Why the case of Marshal on the scene? He needs to be the president of the shul, he needs to be the president of a union, a workers union, you know what I'm saying? Head of the Vasa Jagger's union, you know what I'm saying? You have a point a year. That's a shame to serve as a shliach tzibur al pi pashtus, mishkan attend as a tshuva al pi pashtus. That is a form of surah. That should be a form of surah. To be the Baal Tekeh, I think also. I think in Latin time, I think it's also the form of surah. I think so. I think we can prove the Baal Tekeh like about. I think there are more calls, but it does have to be moved to the common. I'm pretty sure there are more calls that were family of somebody. What if the Baal Tekeh has son in the shul? Why have you son in? When he blows shofar, he has a mind not to be nice to the family, he has a mind to be nice to the family. So the Ramah says that no one is there, even the Ramah not there, because why not? The son has Kavanah Shalom Lahotzi, so we understand. If someone's going to say Kiddush, and I was older, it's going to blow shofar, he wants to be like everybody else. He wants to station that trainer. You have Kabbalah, it's in Kabbalah. If the Baal Tekeh doesn't like this group of people, it's Kabbalah Shalom, it's here, so they're not here. Why are the Oyavim also not here? Then? But he seems to be assuming, according, I think I was running on the run, he seems to be assuming that the Baal Tekeh is like a Shliach HaTzibur, and it has to be the Shliach of the whole Tzibur. So we still are called the whole Tzibur. And if part of the Tzibur is not being there, it's not just Shliach HaTzibur. Just plain old Shliach HaTzibur happens to be in shul just accidentally. So that's the Oyavim be, I think it's done in that case. And all those together are doing of a Shliach HaTzibur. If it's not Shachalashim, Tzibur, the Tzibur. Like you have Tzimur with Tzibur, and you have Tzibur Shofar with Tzibur. So Tzibur Shofar is also a form of Tzibur. But it's not the case. It's also like a Shliach HaTzibur. And it's a Shliach
I think the Magen Avraham quotes in Zohar that if the Kohen duchen and he doesn't like some of the people in the shul, it's a sakana.
But they should tell the Gabbai that the Zahar dictates that the person should refuse the person's time. Unless it's a Dovish of Surah, another Avram quote. If it's a Dovish of Surah, then even the Sarv and Lagod. Let's say the Rav gets the Sarv, the time probably on the dish of Sarv. It's not a Rav, right? The Dovish of Surah. But let's say the Marvim Chabrim. The score,
the Chazan who takes over, the second Shliach Tzibur, takes over in the middle of Hazar HaShav, the way that he starts from, so he doesn't start from where the first one left off, but rather, Mitzchilas HaBrocha Shetoz there. He starts from the beginning of that Brocha where the first Bal Tzibur left off. Yes, and now the Lord is going to go on this. Amar Abunah. The Mishnah, I think we learned this. Now Omer Rabun is going to comment on this line in the Mishnah that it says Mehechon Amatzil, the second Chazan starts from Chilos Habrocha Shetoz there from the beginning of the Brocha where the first Chazan left off in the middle. He doesn't start from the middle. He starts from the beginning. Omer Rabun says Achirish Din. Doesn't sound like it says this in the Mishnah. Rabun says like this, there are three units to the Shmoneh Esrei, the Gimel Rishonis, and then whatever is in the middle. Then on Shabbat and Yom Tov, there's only one broken in the middle. And the weekdays, there's more than one broken in the middle. Then you have the Gimel Acharonis. So each one is one unit. So the Shalosh Rishonai, if the first Chazan got stuck in the middle of the first three brokens, you in the middle of the second and third broken, the second Chazan has to go to the very beginning of the beginning. Chazan Lerosh. The second Chazan has to go because he treats the Gimel Rishonis as one unit. What if the Amtsoyas, what if the first Chazan got stuck in the middle of the Brachas Amtsoyas? So you treat all the Brachas Amtsoyas, that's Rav Huna, you treat it all as if it's one big unit. The second Chazan has to start from the beginning, all about the Chazan, the beginning of that unit. And if it's Brachas, if the first Chazan got stuck in the middle of the last unit of Brachas, it's Chazan Mavoido. So the beginning of that unit.
Yes.
his father or the Kivega says that he was once in shul and there were many Gedroilim there. He said, Chayim Karachan, this is called Salam. Of Bara Shatama Mori Chosni Hagoyim Ere Yoyer, which is the Rebbe Kivega's father-in-law. There was a night to Shahoyim, what was it? It was Musaf on Yom Kippur. And you say a lot of smichas and a little brachas, so they, in the first cousin just couldn't be faint, and he couldn't continue davening. So they got a new cousin, and he didn't start from the beginning of Atavah HaTona, and all of Chachmi who here were there, all the clergy, and no one's enemy. They put the tent up, so the Kibetan was wondering, how come...
Everybody
was in general. I don't understand. I thought they would all be lying to the Kibetan. So I don't know exactly what the story was. Maybe he was a young woman. I don't know exactly the whole background. We have to find out. They have now Chiburim and the Tshuvas Chatam Seifa. They have big values. They explain the background of every Tshuva and everybody else. There's something missing here in the story. So the Kibetan was wondering why the Kibetan didn't say anything. Who were the other Kibetan who were there? Why did he say? I don't know exactly the story. The Kibbeg asked the son-in-law. So the Kibbeg was wondering what's the din. So the Chassan Sofer says, what will give the din? Let's say someone davens on Shabbos. Meiriz, Shachriz, Mincha. I think that most of it is a problem. It gets stuck there. Instead of beginning this machrosha, because the whole beginning is just a warm-up. The whole beginning is like a piyut. Not exactly like a piyut. That's the Sakhana Sanshik says like better to say Yisrach Moshe, not the Echad and Piyut, not the Kiddashto. But the other, if you would leave that up and just say, okay, we're not going to take another thing, you would be right there. So Tanuch Hazen starts in the middle, and he says that final paragraph is so good. So he said the whole bracha. He said the whole bracha in the book. One Shaman Yonj, that this was on Musa. Chassan says he left out the Seder HaVeda. The first Chassan said the Seder HaVeda, the second Chassan didn't say the Seder HaVeda. So he did HaVeda, look, it's seen in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Yom, that the Chassan has to say in the Tfilos HaYochis, when you say the Shulish Manasseh, you don't say the Seder HaVeda. The Gemara says the Chassan, the Shulish Tzibur, the Chassan HaShara has to say the Seder HaVeda. Louis and I can understand already, even though it's the Dina de Gemara, that the Chazan has the same fact that Bum is going, they quote in the Maitre Rav, the Goyen had the Chazan say the whole Seder HaVeda out loud. Not like our minute, but everybody says quietly, then the Chazan says the line here out loud, the line over there out loud, Chafa Yomoyle, Achaz, that he says out loud, and everything else he says softly. So the meaning of the Goyen, he says that is right, but he says out loud, that you won't have that. But the Chazan says the whole Seder HaVeda out loud, word for word, because the Dina is not, Chazan's supposed to say. Tshuva doesn't have to say along with the Chazan. So the that part of the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, now I can understand also, the Gemara says that the Chazan should say Seir HaVeda. It's like a Pirut, the Dina of the Gemara. So I can understand it. The second Chazan won't say it. It's not really an intrinsic, an integral part of the Shema Nesri Vaharaya. If the Yoga doesn't say Tshuva Vaharaya,
this is the Yoga.
And this is Shem B'Yemba, the first one said it about him, if he would leave out the Seder HaVeda, if the Chazan would leave out the Seder HaVeda, some would also be good. But the question is, but what about the Musa? Let's say, on a regular Shabbos in Yom Tov, I daven Musa. Instead of saying Musa, because the Shabbos or whatever, I say Aser Echad, or I say Kiddashto, Yitzchak Moshe. So it says in Shulchan Aruch like this, if I say Aser Kiddashto from Mincha, or Aser Echad from Meir Friday night, when you smoke Moshe's and Mincha, after Kiddashta for Shachris, if I mix it all up with the Yevad years, it doesn't matter. But what if he says, after Kiddashta, after Echad from Muslim, then it says, it is me after. The Iker of Muslim is, you don't say Tzila Rachmi Mincha. That's the Tzila said, and all the Mishanim said like that. The Tzila Rachmi Mincha is only Shachris and Mincha Meir, but Muslim is only Kenegar HaKobot. In fact, there's even a machlekes in the places on the Leah Saf and Rosh Hashanah, and a Shaila and Shavuot, and Mechavan and Ramon, what if you dab a Musa and you didn't say the Tzukim? You didn't say the Tzukim on the Sof, and is that the Akiv or not? the Gemara says on the latest half of Rosh Hashanah, as long as you turn up to Rosh Hashanah, come to Leymar, you have to be able to. There's a big machlokes there in Tensis, Rosh Hashanah. Does that go on the 10th Sukkim of Malchus and the Shogers? You just have to say, there's a theme of Malchus, and it comes to the Sotever, it comes to the Divin of the Divin of the Divin of the Divin of the Yecho, you don't have to mention the Sukkim. Or you say, no, that Gemara must be going about Davin Musa, it could be going on Malchus and the Shogers. Now, Zana Shabbat is a din. You have to say 3 psukim, you have to say 7, you have to say 10. How can you leave out all the psukim? So there's a machlek in Zana Shabbat. What the Gemara is talking about? So the Melech is that in Rosh Hashanah. And it's after all the din of Malchus and Zana Shabbat. So the Pasha Shabbat says, so is on Malchus and Zana Shabbat. And now the Rosh Hashanah says that it can't go on Malchus and Zana Shabbat. So there's this other Amiras of psukim is Ma'akeh. How are you going to say you don't say the psukim? So the Achrech, they say, well, go on Davin Musa in general. If the psukim on the top is not Ma'akeh. The Rabbi Nathan says, no, how can I be? I've got a Sukkah on the top of his mark. That's the ego of the field on the top, and you say the Sukkah. So the mice, we make a lot of that. We hold that the Sukkah on the top is not the arcade. But if you didn't even say a word about the Musaf, and you don't have to say the Sukkah, you have to mention the fact that the davening is a substitute for the Musaf. The request of the Nevarish one, should be filled with the Tamidish, we should have the opportunity to bring Musaf. So that's why it says the Ferish and the Machaber right there. If you switch to any of the Tzilos, you set out the Kiddush for the Yimah, and for Shachar, and you make Moshe for Myrit, mix them all up in here, but if you're saying, except for mixing up Mutter. If he says any of the other Tzilos of Mutter, he's not yet to be there. So this part I didn't understand. This part I didn't understand in some place. I can understand this. What he said is the Shachris, Mincha, that I can understand the Chazaras HaShas, and the woman says, okay, they're saying the Seder of Atreino, and the Shem is up to Brook. And the lack of saying the Seder of Avodah, also I can understand, because that's not really an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei on Yom Kippur. All right, that's a Yoch, it doesn't say the Tzivah Balavash. And then, Sukkah on the Sovereign, also we can know for the Tzivah, and you didn't say the Sukkah on Sovereign. So that's like leaving out the whole beginning of the bracha before I came to the but talking about Musa, that is the idea. This is Nachman is the Nusach of the Shemana Esra of Musa. So how does he say that by Musa, if it's also good, that I didn't answer. That I couldn't answer. They once read the Kibbega asked that, the Kibbega asked this tell and didn't have an answer. So sometimes I thought that was the answer. I don't understand how the answer of some person works on Musa, on Yom Kippur. So I didn't see how he got out of that one. Then he has the next target, he says that if you break it, he's talking about it, another kasha, which is really an Isaac kasha. Well, the Chayim HaKushi, he tries to soften it a little bit. So he's a Teledik, a Beis Yaitzei, an Orachayim, and a Shulchan Aruch, and a Stur, both do this. That if the Chazin is a Kohen, so the Chazin should not do him because they're afraid he's going to get all confused. Unless he's davening from a sinner. So Haftachasar, Yeshiva, let's just cover the Chazin of Tzvila, sorry, then I'll show it. So let's say he's davening while praying, he's afraid he's going to get confused. He's not supposed to do it. So the Beis Yaakov goes to Rishon, who gives an answer, that the Chazin of Kohen should daven for an honor, the whole Chazor of Tashad, till he gets to Duchening. They learn to say the Duchening, and after the Duchening, someone else take over from Sim Shalom. From Sim Shalom. Maybe when does the right, when does the Gemara say, Omar Ahuna says, divide the Shemana Esrei into three units. The Gemara Rishana to Emsoyos, for that to be in the middle, and that's the end of Rosh Hashanah. And then we have three prophets. The Ahuna would say, always, if the Chazan got stuck in any one of the three, no Bapira has to go back to the beginning, we wouldn't pass him on again. We would pass to Neymar and say, whatever that means, we'll learn in a minute. So and then you have the Gemara Rishana, So when do we say that this is one unit and this is one unit, this is one unit, if there's nothing that's mastic in the middle? But he says, we learned the papers last week that in Mana Talmud, obviously they didn't say Rakan. When they took him, the Chazim would not say Rakan, they said Rakan Rabbah Mishmash is not there.
So Rabbi Natan brought a Hakkah from the Gemara and Tosha, that's why I'm going to say this like that. The Gemara says, when the Chazim says, Atah Shukha Lchana, the Haidai, the Tiba should say Amen, and the Kabbai, the Shul, the Shamash should not be Kayanim, so everybody finished saying Amen, and the Kayanim should not start saying the Bracha until the Kabbai finishes saying Kayanim.
It must be that the negative quotation from a Rishon Chmash Kenegat the Gemara. If the new Baal Shem takes it from Din Shalom, how can it be? But he says the teretz is that when you treat the Gimel Acharonis as one unit, as if there's no Dovah Amastis. But the Zman Hazeh, after the Baal Yatez is introduced, that you say, Lekein Rekein Seh, Lekein Rabbah Hashem Zatera, is already a Dovah Amastis and Tari. So since you have this Dovah Amastis, so I treat that as a separate unit.
Shami tells a story, there was a person, Batisi and Amira, who was davening for Amonis, and in the middle, he was saying, like by the side, not only did they say the Chazon Shat Avlad, they say the whole Brichas Kriyashna Avlad to be right to the Tzibah, but the Tzibah doesn't say Brichas Kriyashna. They listen to the Chazon, like some time, they listen to the Chazon, and the Chazon is right to the whole Tzibah. So the first Balfila, the first Chazon got stuck, he was ishtakik in the middle of the Yotzir Ar, Baruch Hashem. He said, here, right? He finished on final Chayat HaKadosh,
It's a new unit. What does that mean? So last week we discussed it a little bit. I said, the Mishnah is Gaikir. And it's based on Brachis. And the Gaikir has a suggestion that if the Yishami goes to the Shita, that you cannot say Kedusha to the Yaiser, the Yachir. You can only say that you have a minion. So really, the Brachis Yaiser are really beginning to care for what you say. And the first part of this was really separate. So the Brachis begins to care for what you say, and that's the Tzilas HaBrach. That's why he suggests, the Mishnah Tanker suggests, maybe that's why many Rishonim rejected this Yisham, because they hold that it's not so. They hold Allah will let me talk to him. I said, I'm not talking to Shulchan Aruch. He may recite Kedusha the Yoyi, say Kedusha of all the Tzvira. They shine us. It's the Yoyi. We do it all the time. The people got me here, and they do say Kedusha the Yoyi. They do say Kedusha of all the Tzvira. Zach, I'm a Kodesh to get shot. So maybe he doesn't write it here. Maybe that's what he understood, that it's considered to clear that bracha because you have a major gava hamastik there. Because really, the bracha
is like a major, it's a completely different thing.
I want to say that maybe now that we have the Minik HaGoinim to say Zachrein HaLachayim and so on,
maybe each one of these bakashas is hopped up, and it's a dama mastic, and it's a trickle, all the brothers
are going to... You don't have to like it. You have to make them safe on their head, otherwise you go back to
the beginning. I'll be fast.
I'm actually,
Depending on how many brachas there are in the benching. You can't break up noyde l'cho, you can't break up racha into two different people. The entire noyde l'cho has to be decided by one person. The entire racha has to be decided by one person. More had a machleg, what if that brach shacham yishlo tzivach yidu tila zana tako? Is that one person or can that be broken up to two people? Is that treated as one brach or two brach? So that's the riff, the way the riff learns that came over. Not yet going, riff and shut. That's what it says, it's called to Yisroel, but that's for us to reach, you cannot train and have it. And put together that minute with this Mishnah. The Chinas HaBracha Shetov was there, that by a Bracha Shal Rabin, or a Bracha Shal Tzibah, that everybody gets is not based on Shemei HaKoyin. Everyone is in Shemei HaKoyin, he can say Shemei HaKoyin on one word, he'll say a word, I'll say a word, he'll say one word. It's based on the Bracha Shal, before they say the Zlomit, who you need, one person has to be sent to HaBracha. That's what Avuna has done to the Mishnah. He said you see the Gimel Rishonim is one unit and the Amsoyis is one unit and the Gimel Achronis is one. And that's the Gemara has Rabasi Yom, Rabasi disagrees with Rabune. And he says Amsoyis, Elohim, say the... What does that mean? So that we discussed already several times. Rashi says, Rashi learned that the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, the 13th bracha, the middle hasn't left that one bracha. He said in the middle of the winter the same bracha, instead of saying St. Talmudim is ready all the way up to the Lamashinim is yesterday, and Abdullah is all the way up to yet. Then the month is this, that he said the same bracha. And Rashi says, no problem, he learned the same Rabbi. And let him say this, it's the same bracha later now. We say St. Talmudim now. In front of you, and then you go back and say, the next bracha, the brachas in the middle don't have to be in order. And Tesis and Rav HaRishonim disagree with Rashi. Rav HaRishonim disagrees with Rashi. They say, that's not what it means, and sorry if I'm going to say this. It doesn't mean you can say them haphazardly totally out of order, because the Gemara says in the Gila, the Shem HaFakuli was Mesakein, the Shimon HaSei brachas ala Seder. That's the Lashon HaBraisa. Ala Seder means these things right, that the Seder is Meake. And what does it mean? The difference is, and so if I'm saying that it doesn't have to sit at one unit. Look at that the Gimel Rishonim and the Gimel Achronis and Trinus is one unit. That Rabasi is not true with Rapunim. To say that all the brachas and tzoyis are one unit, that's not true. Every brachas and tzoyis is a separate prakosha. Each one is a separate unit to say answer. Sure, they all have to go in order, but if the person made a mistake somewhere, he doesn't have to go back to the Chayne. It goes back to the Chilus Arsa brachas should tell a book. And he goes back. That's how we assume our law. This machlek is the way Tais is learning. This machlek is from Rabasi. That's not Tais's partner like Rabasi. Beg Markashe, the Rabun is against the Nishmah. It doesn't say in the Nishmah that you go back to the beginning of the whole unit. It just says the Tchidah of Abraham Shetopo. What's it up? Sheishes, Beg Markashe, Nehem, and Uchoyze. Tchidah of Abraham, the new chance to take those from the beginning of that Abraham. Tchidah of Abraham Shetopo there. Used to the Rabbuna, it's against Rabbati, it's against both of them. And for the Gemara name, Amalach Rabbuna, so it's cool to call the Dirchas and Nimu. We treat the Gimel Rishonis as one unit, all the Ensoyis as one unit, and the Gimel Achronis as one unit. So that's what it means in the Mishnah, is me interpreting the Mishnah. The simple shot in the Mishnah sounds like you treat each prophet as a unit. And that's what the Chiddush of Rabbuna, Rabbati, that there are certain units in the Shemoneh Esrei that we treat a few prophets as one prophet.
Why
should it
be
paid
middle and have it take 10 or
15
units whereas the first and the last
is sitting
one unit?
Yeah, he's not going to be. Yeah. No, the first and the last Rabbi is not dominant to the Shemoneh Esrei, not to Hasidim to the Shemoneh Esrei. Each bakosh is unrelated to the other bakosh. I don't know, let's say Rosh Hashanah, when you say Musa, Mahu Krina Shefer. Or that then is perhaps that Rabbuna should be right. King Shulchan Aruch says not so. But from the center, on a Yemot Achol, every bakosh is a separate bakosh. Now Mahu Krina Shefer is unrelated to each other.
But
still, after that happens, the one is the separate unit, or such a separate unit. Yeah, it's a separate unit. Yes, when you say the Malki, it's not going to be a separate unit. I think we're talking about Hashem also, that the employee payment and Seder. But one foot is there, the head, that's a Shechel. Yes, the Shechel doesn't say that. Amr, have you there? The way we have the gear to the Kashmir is not our food. Same thing. The gears on the side has it, the Vega has on the side of the Gemara, they have the kasha on the Rabasi. There's a kasha on both.
I don't understand. What do you say to him? What do you say, Rashi and Mishnah?
Chilas the bracha should still exist. And Dilek Yachas min habracha gam acheret. Any der lashu.
But he doesn't know how to insert. He says, "Who's okay?" Yeah. Can't
get over. Takes over. I'm saying, we have the gear something more that it's a cause against Rabunin. That's how we got it. You look at the Rabunin. The Rabunin was the one who was Mechadish that there's such a thing as a whole, more than one bracha is considered one unit altogether. Three brachas together are one unit. 13 brachas are one unit. That was the cash. It says, Mechadish HaBracha should tell us that. It's just the beginning of that bracha. Don't say it's a bracha. That's where we have the gear. I'm sorry, I'm kidding. And yeah, there's other slightly different gears. But I'm not going to mention the Maskana is clear. The Emsoya is for the purpose of Akashas Tarachim, but that's when you insert all of your Bakashas. Gimel Rishainis is a Hadzomer. Gimel Achainis is a Hasimer. It's not a Machim for Bakashas Tarachim. True, the Gimel Achainis is Bakashas Tarachim, but they just point out that Tzolche HaKlal, it's not Tzolche HaKlal. So you're not permitted, it's not proper to insert the Bakasha Sarachim for the Prat in the Gimel Akhoret. Rav Chanina, what? Because Rav Chanina gives you the structure of the Olshman Efer. Mishonis Lam Levish and Mitzad HaShavach Mitznei Rabo. It's a Hakzama, so that's not the place for Bakasha. And so he's Lam Levish and Mitzad HaShavach Mitznei Rabo. He's asking Bakasha, so that's the place to have Bakasha. Achranis is right to a different thing. That's the Hasina. The Gimel Achranis is done without a Shekibo Krasin Rabba Benitzav also. And he leaves. So that's also not the place for personal Bakashas to run. Whatever story how people were incorporated, that's where they're on the track end. But the first one is Bakashas to run. Okay. Some Rabbanu Gemara has an unrelated story. Is it the proper thing? Different Hasidim have different rules. Some have meanings that examine very much B'kitzu. It happened very quickly, and some have an inning, some people have an inning, that it happened very much by reason. So which is the more correct procedure? Yes. A person has to pronounce every syllable. If you're going to read out the half of the syllables, that's not proper. Is it more correct is on the assumption that you're going to pronounce every word, and say every syllable, say every word. So is it more correct to down quickly or to down slowly? Is it more important now that Bryce that each is equally acceptable. She are looking at Ezra's Nerva Blazer. Once one of the Talmudim was davening as a Shlef, sitting in front of one of the Talmudim. He heard him inside. His davening is very, very long. Alam Yishmanash, Omaloi Talmudim to the Talmudim said to the Tanya, Rabbein, Lukam Arkon, who's there. He davened so long. It's not nice to daven so long. They thought it was too long. Omaloi, so the Tanya said, Lumar, here's the Moshe Rabbein. What do you mean? He's knitting the Rabbein Shalom. He says, you knitted too much, you knitted to the Rabbein Shalom. So he says, how can you say too much gemudit? Moshe Rabbeinu is davening for 40 days and 40 nights. It's all gemudit. How long did the Balfila davening? Davening slow. It wasn't that long. In other words, Rav Blazer says, that's acceptable. As long as he wants, it's acceptable to daven very long. Be careful. This is a shot on the assumption that the person is going to pronounce every word and every syllable. So still, is it more correct to daven barichas or is it more correct to daven the kippah? On the assumption we're going to say. Oh, sometimes much of that's a good idea. So sometimes the Gemara says, but there's nothing wrong with davening by Rishas. And Shuv Maitre the Talmud has another story about another Talmud. Shiar Lutnehatenas Merab led also by the same time behind the cat that Yeshmi died. And he davened very, very quickly. He finished the Oshmanas very quickly. Omer was Talmud, so the Talmud can complain to others that come a custom from day. He davened so fierce. In other words, that on their standards, they normally had the Chazar HaShat took longer, and now took so with such a brief amount of time. Omer Lahem, for the time of Talmud, Talmud, including the cat that Yeshmi Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kiel Merafon Allah. You see that you can, either way is acceptable. But in davening barichas, in davening kitzer, each way is acceptable. Well, each person should daven according to the Tzvunet HaNevish, what do you want? Provided, of course, that he says every word and every syllable like counting men. Yeah.
Talking is it more correct to say that Nusach HaTfila slowly or quickly, or if the person wants to daven Yechidah to add on a lot in the middle. But still, the Gemara brought the Rav Lezer the time, it brought the Shalom from Moshe Rabbeinu, and sometimes it was Marach Yechidah died, sometimes Mishat Yechidah died, and there's no Yechidah died. Brief and Barish is everything you should accept.
Writing from Moshe Rabbeinu,
if he's not Mirutzel at all, because two fears are too slow, then he's not allowed. But that's what Rav Lezer was telling the Talmidim, that they shouldn't feel that there's anything wrong with this, the Aslusto, the fact that it was okay for so long. If they don't like it because they have to run to the yeshiva, run to work, or whatever, it's Takanaka Mutalapo. But this per se is not a sleep to declare that it's not Mutalapo because it was okay for so long. That's what he told. It could be long, it could be short. The Morgan Avon has been told so. The Chazm shouldn't begin a Chazarat Hashad until you have number one wave heart, people finished davening, let's say you have 100 people davening in the shul, the 51 people should have finished. And number two, the love should be among the 51, among the wave. And then let's say you only have 15 people in the shul. So the wave of 15 of people is 8. Let's say 8 people finished. The Chazm is going to start, we have wave and the rabbis among the 8. But you're not going to have 9 people this day, Chazarat Hashad, you only have the Chazm is another 7. But that's also not proper. The Chazm quotes in the Surah, I think, that if you don't have 9 people answering on it to the block of the Chazarat Hashad, it looks like it's a Brachal Vatol. The preacher writes, it's not exactly a Brachal Vatol, it's not really a Brachal Vatol. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, it looks like it's a Brachal Vatol, so you should... You should have stopped Chazarat Hashad. So those are the requirements. Before the Chazm begins Chazarat Hashad, you have to make sure that number one, he has 9 people who are going to answer. Number two, that very God's people has finished having the Tzidah B'Lachash. Number three, that the Rav and the Shulam has finished also. That's the Rav and the Rav on his own. That he tells him in advance. He tells him in the middle of the Shulam, he's not on his own. That's what the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Mishnah Berurah. He personally used to have that problem. He used to daven a longish Shulam. And a lot of times he felt very self-conscious that the whole secret is ready to be holding everybody else. So he used to give a sentence to the Chazm and give it a small answer that he should go by. Sometimes, yeah. Like Rabbi Gerelle told us, he remembers once the Chazm, sometimes the Chazm would walk back. And then a small answer, because the Chazm wouldn't take the hint that he should go by. He said, we'd walk back into the small answer that the Chazm should start. Then when the Chazm started on the Chazm, then he would finish his Tzidah B'Lach. So he would finish his Tzidah B'Lach. And that's the essential Shulchan Aruch, let's say, I don't remember the Shmoneh Esrei by heart. I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I don't remember the Shmoneh Esrei by heart. I'm permitted to walk to the bookcase to get it through. I don't know, I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I have a Shiloh, I forgot something, Talamot or something. I don't know the din, so I'm permitted to walk to the bookcase to get it through. If you have to walk, so I have to finish it up. If the person is davening, and he's told to the Rav, he's davening, he's self-conscious that they're not going to start Chazarat Hashad because of him. And it shares his ability to daven normally. And the Chazm doesn't take the hint. He keeps on clopping on the stereo and the Chazm doesn't take the hint. He's permitted to step back 3 steps to give him a better hint. He says that the Chazm should start and then it continues. He's going to have that. That's the Torah HaTfila. Open his hand there. He's permitted to do that. I don't think so. That's rather not in Brochus. 3 steps, that's not Brochus, that's a human. There is quota, I think, here. I think there is a Rishon quota here at the end of the 90s. It's interesting, you learn the whole mistake of Brochus. It doesn't say, he did that on you, and Machanah, Hashim, Machanah. It doesn't say about the 3 steps. That's a Gemara in human. The Gemara in human also only says about, when you finish Manas, about walking back. It's about walking forward. Before you begin Manas, that doesn't say, that's not understood. It's not understood in the Gemara. But just like when you finish, you walk back. Just so when you start Manas, you walk forward. You have to measure Shmanas from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw this man, and says, the person said, Surah of the Eretz, Amar Abel Azem Azul, the Gibra Sneh, it says that he walked forward, and the Medrash says that he took 3 steps forward. And the Parshim of the Medrash, I think they make the Medrash itself say that that's the Mokker, when you want to come approach the Shina, so that there must be some kind of a Hashua Tashim, so the more not to approach the Shina, you should take 3 steps forward.
That's a further shine.
What is the first
thing?
Yeah, so he walked back 3 steps in order to make our chronic walk forward 3 steps? Oh, no, this is nowhere to walk forward. The example is where you have the machlek is in our chronic. Right, our shulchan says like this. The correct thing is, if there's nowhere to walk forward, they should walk back 3 steps in order to walk forward 3 steps. And now they told us so. You can't walk forward, you say Shmanesh, you're doing what? Sorry about those who didn't drop a lot of them. The Bible is my people don't even want to. Sorry about that. But that's what the preacher says. It seems like it's not really a drop a lot of them. It doesn't look like it. Same shot. Shaila is, let's say you have a million mitzvot. A million mitzvot is 12, 13 people. And you can't just stop. You cut down and we are the board. Everybody else has to go to work. They can't, what's Shaya say? They can't work. But the big shot up top, then everybody here says, and others like that. Karba brother, the preacher says, not really a brahma soul, just that it looks like it's brahma soul. So the late prayer is, if you go to Ikara Din, he says, it's not a brahma soul. Omar of Yankee Bomber, I've seen the call of Rabbi Drop. Once the Gemara quoted this comment, from the right, from the filter. That's davening long, davening short, sometimes the Mashiach is davening barich, and sometimes the kitka. And the Gemara quoted the quote, tell my reform no more. The Gemara has a comment on that same question. So Mashiach Ben, when he asked me to a reform shleim of his sister Miria, did he mention her name?
Yeah.
He asked Yiddish on the talk, he said, when you daven for a chayla, you daven for whatever the story is. We should get a job, we should get a test on his exam, we should do well on an interview. Whatever the talk is, there's no need to mention the person's name. Call him a rakishat, and I'll 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 call him a rakishat, and the Yad Ochi and the Yad Eitzel, and the other became the Yad Ochi. The Yad Ochi, which other brother did he have? He had only one twin brother, that was it. So the Yad Ochi, you see that you have to be reformish explicitly when you're davening the name of the person and all the people. What do you have to do for the murder? You have to say the name. And that's what the Magen Avraham says, the name of Mariel. That's our emphasis on Kasher. It was Shalei Befano. If it would have been Befano, he could have davened the Baruch Hashem saved me from this terror who was coming towards me. But because of the Shalem is gone off, so had the prophet thing was to be more explicit in the speech. And so Shalem, if you daven for a chayla, Shalem is gone off, how do you know the chayla is still alive? It depends how sick he is. If you just go on the telephone to the household and know he's alive. If he's not so sick, then he's touching the master of life. That's the cut. The Mishnah says he's getting it. The sick man sends to get his wife, and
he's not a guy, say.
So you can deliver the get, the chesed shulchai, and you can assume the get is good. What if he's a jason? But then the Mishnah, the Gemara says in Gittin, that a girl goes into Melissa, he's not shtel. Look of a chazot, look of a shul, the chesed shulchai, shtel of chazot, but it's a word that contradicts the chazot. We have a cloud, look of a chazot, look of a and the other Tanner and they all, look of a chazot, is not look of a, but the shkulet. They cancel each other out, they neutral each other out. But Shabbat is Shabbat. There's no longer a chesed shulchai. So what are you going to daven for a four for a chayla? He may not be alive. And that's what a lot of the Zuba Rachayim, they call the Mahalil, that to daven for a chayla, the Tzukim, Shalai Bertono, just in the hospital room that I walk out of the hall, that's okay, he's not going to die one year. But then let's say an Arab shop is someone with a chayla that's sticking out very good in the hospital. And then we're going to take field days on Shabbos. We have no telephone on Shabbos. You don't know, maybe he's not alive anymore. So our whole group of Rachayim said, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't be mavakish. What's the problem?
It's like a...
You understand?
You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You understand? You That's the shot if you're allowed to do it.
You should say, if he's alive, you should give him a question.
When a god was very sick, don't they usually put announcements in papers at all shuls? Say, telephone? When we all know what's happening, the first
of Shabbat? The Shabbat, that's proper enough. But the safety then is okay. But then to conclude and say, to give a bush lamb with a flighty then, flighty.
You don't mention the specific code. That's what the Maharal says. You shouldn't be responsible for a specific code of the Shem. If he's a great days and you're not in contact, then he may not be alone. Maybe that he's not alive anymore. You don't know the mother's name. Say the father's name won't say. Say the dad's name. That's the parent's name. That's a minute.
Say the mother.
Go ahead. Yeah.
How will they know whether we're being misfollowed on that? But usually the case, often the case will be that they want to give money to the shul for that they should be misfollowed. If they're giving money, that's okay. But then you have a different shaila. Like the minister would accept money from the notary. For the Beit HaKnesses, and when they built the second Beit HaMikdash, they were going to want to donate money, and they said, the Gemara is a whole sugya answer, let them have a lot of business in Beit HaLakim. The Gemara says, you're not permitted to accept donations from Nachman for the purpose of building a Beit HaMikdash, and the Potkin and Shulchan Aruch say, he was an army for building a Beit HaKnesses.
Right.
But I find him say it becomes a maintenance of Musa. You want an air from
that.
Right.
The
other thing to build a base on it, that's not right. But once it's built already, the maintenance that is...
It could be that time they didn't want to take from that place that the wood mixed in. But in general, for just as though it is, then maybe not. It's that sort of special case.
They're afraid that they're going to angle the way in and then they're going to slow down the building or stop the building. The government wants to donate money, so the government says we want to donate money for the purpose of building the shul. But some of them want to say, since the Malkuth and Lehunt, the government won't change their mind. They're not going to get involved in that. You seek shul, stop the building in the shul. Some want to say that it is me. It's the other not ready. Sometimes not longer, sometimes I remember the night before, a few years ago. They told me that there was some German community where they wanted a kapara for killing all the Jews during the war. They gave all that reparations money. Some German community donated a large sum of money that they wanted to give to some community in the United States for the specific purpose of building the shul. So that's the shaila. Are you permitted to take money from the market for the purpose of building the shul? Why?
Yeah, but that's not a yucky. That's like a government tzibur.
Oh, what?
From the community.
Kodesh community. So that's what some person is saying. Community was only from a private person. Others don't go along with it.
So you think they have a form? Does this money come to that? They took
it. Yes. Does it make sense?
The purpose of the Shulchan Aruch, then maybe this prohibition should apply as well. Like I'm alone living this is based on a case. For the purpose of building a shul. Building a yeshiva also sometimes. Sometimes a goyish bank or a goyish real estate man wants to donate money for a building campaign of a shul to improve the real estate value in the neighborhood. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're not allowed. So the Morgan Avram posted about that. There is a din that you're not permitted to bring any Shem Avraham and Mechir Kelo. Esan Zan and Mechir Kelo, you're not allowed to use Beit Hashem on Kelo. The Morgan Avram says, who are the Nami, if the local Zayna wants to give money for building Beit HaKnesu, so it's not proper to accept. Yes, let's see. Talk about something more close to the test. The three lines at the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Eilu Brocha Shodim Shoyecha Behem. The following points in the Shmoneh Esrei where the person should bow down. Four places. What are the four? Ba'ova is Tchila Basa. When he says Magen Avram, it says Baruch Ata Hashem. The very beginning of Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen Avram. That's Tchila Basa. The very beginning of the Brocha, the end of the Brocha. So he says, there's a difference between the three as opposed to Maidim. You don't say Baruch Ata Hashem. So for the other three, you bow down with the ease a little bit. Baruch, you kneel a little bit, and after you stand over, and Hashem, you say, okay. By Maidim, you don't bow your knees down. And then bend over, you just look at the wall. You bow down, stop bending your knees, just bend over. At the end of every brocha, at the beginning of every brocha, so that's not tough. We go no shuach, and if he wants to be mishtachare, he does call brocha brocha, who the tzimus call brocha brocha, if he wants to add on more, so the brisa says, lam nemot to shabo yishchev. You tell him nicely that he shouldn't do that. A lot of people go, well, just tell him it's not proper. Okay, so the answer on the bottom, what's so bad? Let him add on more, what's so bad? The phrase is, yishchev nabakam. The question is, what do we care if he's going to add on more? The phrase says, the yishleim, I may suggest, each one's going to do whatever he wants. It's going to be self-objective. Each one's going to introduce whatever form of prayer he wants. And some guys are going to start kneeling on the floor. All kinds of different forms. So that's the place to suggest the first shot. So, the doctor says, it looks like he wants to be more frum than the Chachamim required.
I'm saying the only bad time four times. Not necessarily bad time.
You are could be because he shows that he's like a queso, like a metal, like a koyin.
Okay, the
guy says,
well, okay. If you suffer so much, it looks like you can hurt him
all the time. Yes, because the Gemara doesn't say that about the Baruch Atta Hashem. It just bent over a little bit. So you guys said, the Gemara said if he doesn't feel well, even Machapila only has to do is bend over a little bit. But the person shuffles so much, because the shuffling itself is a form of Shkia. The shot of cut, that would be good to be nice, so you have to be careful not to shuffle too much. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says that the meaning of shuffling is just to keep away. The person shouldn't fall asleep.
That's
another time. Nalainu
of the weekdays?
Yeah, that we'll get to later. We're going to discuss what about the Sheikha at other points outside of these four. One of them is going to get to it. So the Gemara, I'm sure that Paz, I'm sure that maybe the more comments on this process, the women, the Shemarka Pare, Edyo, Kimosha Mani. All the people in the Davish would ask that, that's what they do, they only bow down four times. But the plain Gogo has to bow down, the so-called Bracho, Bracho. Kangol has to bow down at the conclusion of every Bracho the Shemarash. They are Melech, and the Melech has to bow down even more than the Kohen Gadol, Rashi says. The top Rashi says, Kamashu Gadol B'Yosef, Tzorach Lachmir Mehashpal Atzmo. The more, the higher the person's position is, Kohen Gadol has a higher position than everybody else, and the Melech has a higher position than the Kohen Gadol. So the more, the higher the one's position is, so the more you have to be Nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the greatness of his position may lead him to arrogance. So the Melech is a higher position, so he has to bow down. Chilus Kohen Baruch Hu Baruch Hu, this is called Baruch Hu Baruch Hu. I'm going to be called Baruch Meini, the same as Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi, but slightly different. Right? So also the Kohen Gadol is a higher Madrega, the Melech is a higher Madrega, but not exactly the way he says, but rather like this. They didn't partially mean Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi. I heard it directly from Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi, not the way Rabbi Shlomo ben Tazi says in the name of Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi. No, slightly different. What? Hedyot Kimosha Maru. The first half is correct. Everybody only bows down four times. Kohen Gadol has to bow down. Chilos ka bracha bracha, and the zomit going out down a gears of the third ka bracha bracha. Just like always in Hajjaj, chilo basok, that the Kohen Gadol bows down chilo basok of every bracha. And in Melech, not that he bows down chilo basok of every bracha, but rather, the first time he bows down chilo shmanasa, he remains in a state of kriya, till he finishes the entire shmanasa. Even Shakara, he starts the first kriya shuvay the zekis, till he finishes all shmanasa shenema, and when Shlema Melech finishes down and then, he can have a shlem with his father, the guy that called him, his name is Baruch Hashem, he cried out there, call. When he finished davening the whole tefillah, then he got up. But obviously, he was in a state of kriya. He only does once in the beginning, and he davened the whole shmoneh esrei in the state of kriya. Up
there,
it's basically the same as the first version. There's the three madrekis in the Ishtachwaya. Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol in the middle.
Okay.
And again, the Yenayda Bayas is still Hedyot. Hedyot has to be career only four times, and that's more.
This is the first Shkia, then it's not that Shkia.
Yeah, it's three different types. Yeah. It's two parts to the Shkia. Two parts to the Shkia. They don't distinguish between them. Then Gemara has the Brisa, what are the different forms? In Tanakh, Loshana Tanakh, what are the different forms of Ishtach? Well, I'm talking about one of the Brisa, says, Kida Alatayim. The different parts of Ishtach. So Kida just means Alatayim, that he has his face parallel to the ground. Shinema, the Tika Basheva Apayim Oris. What does that mean?
She
was she was standing up in front of the mouth like this, and then she went like this.
Yeah.
Just to bow like that, that's called, I think that's what's called Kida. It's not kneeling on the floor at all. That's a mix-up of the Ishtach Avodah. You seem to remember, the Rav pointed out, when we learned Sanhedrin, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that if a person worships Avodah Zarah, either Kidarko, he's Kaimis, so let's say that part of the Rav Kevin HaKumas, whatever the Nineg is, whatever the Avodah Zarah is Kaimis. And what if he does, one of the Zalar Avodah Zibroch, keep the Mishach Ishtach Avodah, so then the Mishma learns that in Sanhedrin that time, Mishma was out from the Tzitkin, and even if it's like a dark, even to a religion, but they never do that, you're high. The Zibuach Kitu, Zibuach means Zicha, Zibuach Kitu means Hakfer, Lisa, who's born, why is the Hishtapoy banged up? How much of the Hishtapoy do you have to have? If it's over the door, Kidark, or whatever they do, they do. But if it's not Kidark, they never bow down to this over the door. So how much of the Hishtapoy do you have to do?
So the Rambam quotes the din, kima shekavash pana the karka. As long as you do a mitzvah to Rishtachon means and he's standing up,
just that happens to happen a little bit, that's already called the Haskola of
Shakiba. That's the Haskola of Rishtachon,
that's enough to be Mechaim.
I don't know if this one is the lady I'm with
you to come to that. Yeah.
That's
the... It's not this Kida, yeah. Taisa says, the top Taisa says, half our God, take that your cash, I think, and I'm a dollar of the day. We might be cruel. And what was the thought is to prove that Kida means there's a space parallel to the ground. Half our God, Dash, come now, me, be me, acher. The logic of Mars was clear that the word Kida doesn't mean that at all. It's a very fancy form of bowing down, because the Gemara says that he heard his head, heard his act. But I said, no, but the Gemara wanted to show that the Tanakh, the word Kida sometimes means it. Sometimes it has other meanings, and that Gemara clearly has a different meaning.
I don't think it's a parallel, but doesn't mean the space on the ground, a primary
space on the ground. Swords are I think it means swords are.
That's because
the primary view is the space on the ground. No, Shabuz is that's when you put down your face on the ground.
Clean
is that. I think the Gemara goes more hadrogic. Each one is more than the other one. I think the Kiddush, the first step, is just bowing down, standing up erect, and banging off in the waist. Then Kriya is on the tie, and he kneels on the floor, and the body is erect. He's not bowing down. And it's not one means you have the combination of both. You have a clear... Kita is more than Hishtah. Kita is more than Kriya. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim. And it's great on Melech, whatever the Melech is, the people have to be Mishtachaber. Rabbi Zora, as long as you have a mikzah, the Gemara says, let's say, Sheikhet Rabbi Zora. The Gemara says, Mishtachaber Kaputo Asora. The Gemara has in a few places, Chulbet, and Bakhtame, and Sukhet, the Gemara has. The Shchita, even though a Shchita Ksher means Shchita Shnei Simon, but in order to be Chai Mitzvah, the Gemara says, Simon Echad is also enough. If you do Simon Echad, even though that's a Shalai Kedarko. This is not where the Rebbe never shared Kabbalah. The next shared Kabbalah. You want to dive on the Dalai Lama, this is what keeping the Rebbe. That's what Hashem is involved, you have to do. But the Gemara says even Simon Echad is enough. Mitzvah. Let's ignore that the Rambam got it, that a mitzvah of Ishtach Lo is fine. But the Gemara says Simon Echad is enough. But by Melech, when you have a Chiv to be Mechav Yenot, you have to have the maximum, not the minimum, not a mitzvah, you have to have the maximum. That's why I had a Kvod Ashkin, and you have to have the maximum. At a Kvod Ashkin, you have to have the full Ishtach Lo, not enough a mitzvah.
So the maximum
by Ikra or by Ishtachu? By Ishtachu is the biggest, right. Kida is the smallest, and Birkai and Kriya is another form, slightly more, and Ishtachu is the most. I think it goes Bahadrogas.
Rashi says in July also, there are actually
Arsa. Arsa is
the
smallest, but Arsa is the smallest. Arsa is the smallest, but Arsa is the smallest. Ishtachu is the lay down on the ground. Yeah, I don't know if Rashi says what I'm saying. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that Rashi is saying what I'm saying. Because Rashi says, Mishtatech, sounds like he is stretching out.
Mishtatech. Yes,
that's
Mishtatech.
That goes on Mishtatech. So it's Mashma that the first one is not the Mishtatech, not a Mishtatech. Oh, okay. Just Ishtagwar first day, you probably wouldn't have to be flat out. Let's say a person just kneels on the floor, and he leans over a little bit, and he puts his hand on the floor. So that would be Ishtagwar, right? His legs are stretched out flat,
and his body is erect like this, and then he puts his hands down, and it's straight down like this, so that's Kido with Kriya, with Kido alone.
Kido alone just means it starts to move like this. And then Kriya means he's kneeling on the floor and sitting up erect. So if he kneels on the floor and he bows over a little bit, that's Kido, that's Kriya with Kido. So, the hand goes together, it's not yet Hishtapra, you have to have Tishma Merlach, you stretch your hands out like this. That would have been good enough. But I mean, if we do more than that, we do Nogu Malkanei. That's more than
So when they said the three times Kakan Lam Ham the Mazan Kam Shafam Noidin, they would lay down flat. When they said Oleinu, they wouldn't lay down flat. They would just kneel on the floor, lean over and put their hands on the floor. They wouldn't kneel down all the way flat, because the only time you need... So they should say, yeah, that's the minute. That was, they used to be the old minute, and then the Vilna Gaon, they write the Vilna Gaon from Avakula. So they should thought that, was, he didn't think what was wrong with that minute. He thought that the only time you have to do literally the next Maltanei and those three times in the middle of the state of Avraida. And that's Dechele Beisam Igdash. Dechele Beisam Igdash is different. But when you say Aleinim, you bow down in the middle of the Nachna Kerem Shtachem Aleinim, so that's where you need to Shtachem Aleinim.
How's the Okma Aleinim different
from Shtachem Aleinim? More detailed, more elaborate.
It's a lot of
flat. Flat, completely flat.
Wait, the Okma Aleinim is completely flat?
Yeah.
With
feet out, instead of down?
Yeah.
That's like the way down.
The feet out is going to have to be out. Whenever you're doing your stuff, the feet are going to be flat.
It's always going to be the feet are going to be flat. But the stuff, what you can have, if the feet are flat, and the person is kneeling up, so that would be Kriya. But then, when he leans over a little bit, that's Kriya plus Kido. But you want to have more, you want to have stuff more. His stuff on means that he puts his hands out till they're on the floor. But still, I mean, he's leaning over. But that's not flat flat. Flat flat, that's a special thing. I'm not from Alpha. That's what they did in the Dekan Ibn family. Well, said the same on Kurdish. I found him home, so they did not from Alpha. But by Aleinu, Rafael Eshik said that was the old thing. That's not.
I remember correctly, on the Ibn Salvation, we talked about the beginning of Kirchhoff.
That was Kido,
yeah.
And this doubt, Mar has it on our doubt.
That's what, no, I think what he says, he spoke about the whole but I don't know what he called that Kido. He said you just without yourself, you're like an animal, you move without
yourself. Like an animal, that is just an exusha slay, yeah. Like exusha slay, yeah, we'll get to it more. The Gemara says there are three different madrigas, each one seems to be a higher madriga than the other. Kido is the lowest madriga, Kriya is a little more than that. Shtachor is more fish than I write law. Said that even by Aleinu on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, they should lay down flat. Not like he had a Kseder, that's what they call it. Not like the many used to be in many killers, it's not right. Shadaki being always the same. So they should used to say, no, it's different. He didn't mention that the Vilna Gaon changed the name. He used to say, okay, that only by the three times of Kamagon do you lay out flat. But by Aleinu, just kneel. And then you stretch your hands out, and you bend over a little bit. Not to be flat on
them. But we don't lay down flat today,
even
by the power of the arm.
Bamboo.
No.
I mean, there isn't enough room in the shoulder.
Okay.
Like that, it's bamboo.
You don't have
to do that? Yeah, yeah.
If
there was any
shoe.
No, because there's no support to be done. Yeah. If there's chairs that are attached to your chairs, you have no choice. If there's no room, you have no choice.
But if there is room,
you have to stop. Yeah. And the Shai was going to say, Moshe, Troy Makhus of the Yerim. The Rosh Hashanah writes that he noticed that a lot of Balabasim had been going to lay down on the floor. Then the Kohanim, then they would get up. And then the Chazan would be Marek, and then they'd say, not my family, I'm Baruch, and everybody's ready standing up, and they said, Moshe, don't go to the Lord. He says that it's wrong. He said, Moshe, don't go to the Lord when you're in the stage of the Shachmarim. He says, you should say it before you stand up. Rosh Hashanah has that comment.
Yes. That's what he said. He kind of followed the instructions that he said about the word, the state of the Shabbat.
No, it's
not. Don't he have the small creed? Is that the right one? Not at all, no. He didn't depend on him. The Gemara quotes the Pesuk as each one of them. Amar Rav Chiya Brei Rav Huna Chazir Elohu the Abai Barava, because he noticed that Abai Barava the Matzlu Atzliya. When they would say Tachnu, and Rashi says Kishnaf Malpneyem, after the Shmanesi he's supposed to say Tachnu. He mentioned the Machlekes the Rambam and the Tzur. The Rambam seems to say that Tachnu is the real Chiyah Medina. And the Tzur writes in the end of the Gemara that it's not a real Din, it's not a Din, it's a Rishut. But you want to say Tachnu, you know. That's the Shad, let's say Rishul. I don't know if people said every Friday they do that time. Every Yorta they do that time. Because whenever I know that, Friday morning I never dominate. Whenever I know in advance that it's a Yorta, I don't dominate. So where does it come from? A lot of shuls, they never say Tafna Mincha. Why? Because they're afraid they may dominate for so long. Hey! So you're not supposed to say Tafna after the Tafna Shechavin. There's a white book, so they always read that Tafna. So one of the Gdevon has a Chuvin, the Dvar Yeshua, Dayan Aaron Burton, who used to be from Tel Aviv, said, for me, really 20 years, but he has a Chuvin, and he writes, there's just a Elohim, he says, we really follow the Tzur, B'Shem HaGrenim, that Tachman is only B'Shur, and so B'Shur, whenever you want to leave it out, you can leave it out. He said, as long as you have the slight reason called, though, you can leave it out. So the Rav didn't like that. He used to point out the Rambam, that the Rambam says that it's really Medina. The Rambam says in Hilchot Tzvila, there's so many things you have to have to feel like you have to have your feet together, Bamida, this and that, and this is the Tachman. The Rambam sounds like it's Medina. The true Tachman don't follow Mitra, then we don't really follow the Rambam. But Harai, that we leave our Tachman, like Tu Bishvat, what kind of a yom to the Tu Bishvat, Yeah, we leave out, we're mezalzel a little bit in the Tachman. But the Rav thought that Havadullah Lozif Allah, we shouldn't think mezalzel more, because if, even though we don't follow the Rambam, but the Rambam still there. The Rambam seems to hold that it's Medina. So that's what the Gemara says. That they used to say Tachnun. When they said Tachnun, the meaning used to be that you would be using Mishtachav or Lagamre on the floor. But by the Rambam didn't. Instead of being Mishtachav, they would be Matzli Atzli. They would tilt a little on the side. Multi day. What did they accomplish? Why did they do that? What was wrong with being Mishtachal like everybody else was Mishtachal? It's a little unclear. So this Gemara appears in Megillah also. You see on the side of the Gemara it says Megillah Chasei. So Rashi in Megillah gives the Pshat based on the Hemshah HaGemara there in Megillah. So the Adam Chashev is not permitted to be Mishtachal the Rabbin unless it's Mustach Loshe that his prayers will be entered. Because it will be a design thing. So five the rabble were Khoshaber Abonim and Akihilas, but they felt that they're not permitted to be Mishtachah because they didn't know in advance that they prayed. Whenever there will be some Shata Torah, that they would never be Mishtachah the Rabbin because they were afraid that maybe the prayers would not be in. That's what Rashi learned. And other Rishonim and Gohanim, the Gohanim do not learn like that. They don't learn that it had anything to do with Avon Khoshaber. But the answer of the other Gemara, because our Gemara doesn't quote that in the end of the other question. Our Gemara doesn't give any reason. But there is such a Gemara deal that another question is not permitted to be mishtachle in public unless he knows for sure that his spirits are going to be in. That's how Rashi learned in Megillah, that shot, the Rishonim pointed out that Rashi. The Rishonim pointed out that Rashi has a shot and they reject Rashi. They learn, no, it's like the tradition of the Gaonim, that in our Bible, on the shul, we started to mock them with the Rav Davin. And Gemara Megillah says that the place where the Rav Davin was the floor was very dense and it had stone on the floor. But if on top of Davin, it was the third floor, or the wooden floor, whatever. But the place where the Rav Davin, there was a problem of Evan Maskew. You're not permitted, it's a person. Evan Maskew was just an answer to Mishtachel Kamel. You're not permitted to be Mishtachel HaShemayim on top of an Evan Maskew, on top of the stone that was carved out. So that's what Abai Barovu, when they would say Tachmun, they had this fancy floor, so they weren't permitted to be Mishtachel like all the other Balabasim. They had a circle that's on the side. If you don't have the side, then there's no reason. The Gemara then Megillah has, that's the Pashup Shat in the Megillah. That's the reason for our Bible. Then the Gemara has two Lashonim. The Lashonim have a whole Supal. The Gemara has two Lashonim regarding this issue of Eben Maskus, the Ikerzin, it says Eben Maskus did not come to Hishtachavoy Kavar. Hishtachavoy means real Hishtachavoy. Kiba and Korea would be okay, but Hishtachavoy is awesome. So, and then our third is always the Kiba and Korea. What about Mr. Rabbanah? What about the Rabbanah? There's a mutter to do Kiba and Korea, anything less than Hishtachavoy. Is there a Zer the Rabbanah that that is also forbidden on Eben Maskus? So there's no such Zer the Rabbanah. And that's what the Gemara in the Gila has two Lashonim, two days in the Gemara, the first Lashon and the second Lashon. That's the idea in the Rishonim, how we talk, which Lashon we should talk for. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, whenever there's a Hashash of Eben Maskus, then you're not permitted to be Mishtachah on the floor. What kind of Eben Maskus? We don't have stone floors, but then it's even if you have a wooden floor, if you have a rug on the floor, there may be a Hashash, there may be a stone below it. And whatever is mechuba lekarka is not mafzik in between the stones.
They have stones.
And even though you're not allowed to be Marxic and into Ishmael and Tachnon, but that's not called Marxic, to walk from one place to the other. The Gemara says, then we give our not up. Now the same with it, you have to sit Tachnon in the same place where you said Ishmael and Tachnon, or not. It's the Heshach of the Tzilo, you shouldn't be Marxic by walking. The Gemara says, no, that's okay. If you have other Marxic, to walk to the other one. But if you can't walk, everybody's in the way. Marxic, that's because it's people, whatever. They say, Tachnon, what's that? We should die in our life. It is one Tachnun with Kido and Kri, anything less, is there an Issa Zerabbanan, so that's the Machlokes. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tachnun, it says, that if the person has a Hashash, that there may be an Eben Maskus, even if there's a Rav, usually the Rav is attached to the floor. The floor is about attached to the character, so this is not Machzik, it's not Machzik to be Machzik of the Eben Maskus. You should either put something, put a Stavim, or put another Rav that's not attached to the floor. Or you should be mastic with your Talmud. Mastic, where would your Talmud? So you say mastic by your face. Mastic by your face, it's okay. Not mastic by the feet. You should be mastic by the face, so it won't be a violation of Tisha Zayin Aglat. Won't be a violation of Ishtachim. When you're basing underneath. And the whole Hashash may be on the base.
No, but the height of the floor will look
We have an empty.
The whole floor is not, it means dominating upstairs. You don't have to show upstairs, there's no Eben Maskus. Or Chashash is maybe downstairs. I think that's the way it's assumed in Shulchan
Aruch. I don't know why.
The Kiddah should be an Issa D'Rabbanan. I have to look again in the Gemara Megillah. It could be that the two Lashonis are only on Kriya. Could be on Kiddush for sure.
I don't know.
What's
any of
the Kriya? Person should be involved with all the various forms of Kriya. The Yeshiva, the Amida, or the Kriya. We find that there are different forms, there are different people davening in different positions, so we want to daven in all the three possible positions.
It's not by position, I mean, maybe Yeshiva,
it's considered a Gemara, Bishon on Esra. You want to have on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, whenever you don't say Tachnon, why is that? Because the days that you're not supposed to daven over, why is the Bruch HaShel Shabbos, can you Bruch HaShel Chol, so we don't say Tchina. So this is to enhance the Tchina, the Tchina. The Shtachvoya, the Tachnon is to enhance the Tchina aspect of the Davin. So we Davin in every form possible. Tamidu, or the Yeshiva, or the Kriya. Hanachna Malayza. It says the meaning is Shulchan Aruch Yachmayim. So the meaning is if you stand up and you say, Hanachna Malayza, I'm not from Nasser. We've already done everything we possibly can do. We Davin Shman Esri Tamidu. And then we said Tachnon the Ishtachvoy a little bit. And then you say again the Yeshiva. So you say the Yeshiva, then you stand up, right? So you say, Manach Malayza, Manasseh. What more can we do? We don't engage in all the various forms of Tzim.
What we do, all of a sudden,
what is it? It's a weak form of this. Yishtachvoy, it's cheaper. The other people, the Seder being Mastik is only because of Shmon Esri and his Tachmish. There's different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch whether one should cover his face or not. So there's some Achronim say that one aspect of Tachman, the deeper aspect of Tachman is to be, to do Kido, to do a form of an aspect of his Tachroi. And some are trying to say an additional aspect of Tachman is that he should do Kisui HaRosh. So he should leave on his hand if he has a sleeve. He doesn't have a sleeve, there are more possessions in it. Only in the presence of the Sefer Torah, because it's said by Yeshua Ben Nun that he was Mishtachan because the Shechina was there. Whenever the Shechina is not there, there's no Sefer Torah, the Shechina is not represented, so you're not Mishtachan. So there are more rights such a minute. Some of my friends said they never had such a minute, because the Kabbalah had a minute that should be Mishtachan, that he should do, and the Shechina are fine by Tachman, even if there's no Sefer Torah at all. And others have a compromise, other Kabbalah had a compromise if they're slaughtered.
Only the
that's an additional. Using the left hand, the right hand, that's a very additional carbon of Pika Pola.
There are more rights in the end of Yeredeh, that's the minute. If a person is an Avli, wants to downtown on it, then he doesn't let it down and everything. He switches by Asher Wolf.
So yes, our friends talk about that. Should it be a violation of a Maskol and Islam? They don't really give a satisfactory answer.
But that's only this. If the Skabel is part of the Shemeneser, he has to be launching, then it's...
I'm checking my arm. Yeah, yeah. The problem...
I'm not going to go over to say, hello. So the other one is tired.
Comes back.
Now the Gemara quotes a few brachos. Tani part of one brachos says, "Hatareh b'hedo, hareh b'meshuba." A person bows one way, it is correct, it's proper. Tani yido, if you have another brachos, says, "Pachet, hareh b'meshuba." It's not proper. So the Gemara says, "Loi kasha, hold the tchila, hold the sof." It depends. The tchila he should dikareya. Now she says in the sof he should not. Is this shad? Isn't this against the brachos? The Samar Shanim said he didn't have that brachos.
No, that
rises
the
heart of the perfect. The perfect? They didn't have the perfect. Other Rishonim say there was one, other Rishonim say no. You can make them do a bottom here. And on the other, it's not that there's made them there, right? That's why it's called Moed of the Rabbanon, Moed of the composite form of all of the Rabbanon put together.
Consensus.
Yes, but it's not that there's a Moed of the Raita.
So that's what some Rishonim say. Another Aleph is the Pesach of Avodah Zarah, by the Moedim that you say in the Shmonesh. On Moedim the Rabbanon, the Gemara says here that you should only do the Tchila below the Sof. And then the Gemara has a discussion, is that correct? That answer, is that correct? Rabbi Korbah has got Tchila of this Sof. What does that mean? So these Rishonim say, some Rishonim say, go to the Moedim in the Shmonesh, and Rabbi knew the Pesach. Others say, no, the Pesach, everybody knows. This goes on Moedim the Rabbanon. Well, the Kabbalah says, "Chil of the Sof, Moedim the Rabbanon." He passed Chil of the Sof. Not like the answer that we gave. Amar Le Rabbanon to the Talmidim in Yeshiva, "Yes, I might call it Marachi." Why do you do that? We just had a teretz on the sea between the two branches. The Chilah, you have the Sof, no. And why do you violate what we said? So he said, "I don't know your stickle, sir. I'm a little chazin. I'm not from the Korah." I said, "I'm not from you like that Chil of the Sof. Chazin. I'm Sheish is the Kabbalah. He did it all." Aye, but what do you do with the steer and the bright and I was hanging, there's a bright and a carrot, but I was raising the gooden. They said, that doesn't go on Shimon Esrei. It doesn't go on my other opponent. That was a different thing. He might go, she's a hollow. When you say, Hoidu Lashem Ki Tari, Ki Minoi Lam Tazben, in the middle of the hollow, so you should not bow down by that Hoidu.
What do you mean? Why the Tzibah? Then the Tzibah not sensible by hollow, well?
No, one says, I raise him a shuluk, one says, I raise him a gooden. They're talking about different. One goes on Shimon Esrei. On Moedim the Rabbanon, and the other bright is on the Halo. They don't go to the main
Raisa.
Raisa Meguna, they're talking about different Moedim. One is Moedim in Shimon Esrei, or in Moedim the Rabbanon, and one is Moedim in Halo. Taking more, how can you say that? But there's one bright that has everything together. Latanya, Kerebo Heidor, Uba Heidor Shal Halel, Haraisa Meguna. So what is the first Heidor? Obviously that's in Shimon Esrei. So you see, they're not supposed to be Korea. You have to throw something out. Tchil of itself, you have to leave out something. How can Rava do Tchil of itself? It's like, my name. It goes on Rokhan Zaytik. You tell anybody who's going to be a good time. When you say Noyza Lachor, you shouldn't go down on Noyza
Lachor.
You shouldn't stand over in the middle. That's the Shadon. The Shulchan Aruch, they quote the two men Hawking regarding some Shadon say this goes on Moedim the Rabbanon. The others say, no, it goes on regular Moedim that you create Tchil of itself. That's right, when you career the stuff of the Moedim, the Rabbanon, what's called the stuff.
Yeah.
I remember Rav Moshe Feinstein, the final Rocha, had a unique meaning. I don't know if anybody else had that. At the end of Moedim, we have a siddur.
Yeah.
In the Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion, what do you say at the end of Moedim? So the Gemara says that that's what you say, Alshan Nachim. We thank you that you gave us the opportunity to thank you. We thank you that you gave us the Tchiyas to thank you, praise you. And then Yerushalmi has done Baruch Ata Hashem Kel Haridor, like in Mishmanes, he said Baruch Ata Hashem Ata Shim Kol Chanor Haridor. So the Moedim the Rabbanim, Yerushalmi concludes, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel Haridor. The Bavli doesn't have it. The Bavli doesn't have it. So some Rishonim say, the Bavli was Mekatze. Self understood. That was the same as Yerushalmi. And others say, no, what do you mean the Bavli was Mekatze? The Bavli doesn't have it, so you don't say it. The Baruch Ata Hashem, they shouldn't say it. So the Shulchan Aruch will make a compromise. We leave out the Shem. Instead of saying, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel Haridor, you say, Baruch Kel Haridor, you know that you shouldn't be saying a Baruch Ata. Same thing about going to Koshim. If Yerushalmi says, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, say who I love him, and the Bavli doesn't have anything at all, but the Gur says, like Yerushalmi, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chei Ho Elamim. And in Shulchan Aruch, they recommend, you just say, Baruch Chei Ho Elamim, the same is over here. So that Moshe, at the end of the Moedim of the Rabbanon, used to bow down Tchil of herself, like the Yerushalmi would say that to the one. He would bow down, Hashem Hanach Min Moedim Lo. He says, Baruch Chei Ho Elamim, Mikra Din, he followed the Bavli. But that's not really part of Moedim the Rabbanon. After Moedim the Rabbanon. He was bowed down when he said, Alshan Nachm Moedim Loch, he was bowed down. And the same thing by Barna Koshis. When someone would say Barna Koshis, and he would say Amen, he would say Amen before the end. Not as them, never shall die. Amen. That's the end of the problem. Medina Begimara, that's the end of the problem. Because Baruch Ha'i Namim is a compromise between the Bavli and Shem, and Mikra Adin and all that, that's not part of the problem. His practice was to say Amen before what he considered the end of the problem.
That's saying before Karbon is in the morning, something Gurus from Kadish and Allah, something
with the Shem comes. Anybody? You should say a Bracha. The Bracha that's not mentioned in the Gemara. And that's why it's a machlokes, because he's admitted to be a tzaddik.
Okay. Yeah, I thought we were going to finish the text. Okay.
In Parshas Yisro, the Chumash has the Aseret HaDibros, and the Aseret HaDibros are introduced with the Pasuk. Vayidaber Elokim et kol hadvarim v'ayel leima, anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Medrash Tanchum has a comment on the Pasuk. Vayidaber Elokim et kol hadvarim v'ayel comment. Leima, why does it say Vayidaber, then it says leima? What's the repetition over here? Shalom, what does it mean, leima? Vayidaber Shem Elokecha leima, taking the mind you as leima to Yisrael. Yeah, we would have said as follows, same, kolot. The word leima means kolot. It's what we were saying. Mark doesn't understand like this. Mark says, "Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe, Leima LeYisrael." That if the Baruch Hu wouldn't have given him permission to tell over, he would not be permitted. Every time it says Leima, the Gemara has an understanding. So how do you say Vayidaber Elokim Kol Ram Ha'Ela? What's the problem? Leima? So the Mechilta has a whole bunch Leima that Bnei Yisrael should answer. Al Hen Hen Ba'Lav Hey, or to answer Al Hen Hen Ba'Lav Lav. All Machlokes of the Kibbutz Yisrael, what they answer. But Leima means that they should. The nation, like Leima, Davashan Moshe, Leima means Israel. Oh, that they should answer back. Mm-hmm. You want to the dialogue, they should answer back. And then that's what the Mechilta has. The Medrash Tanchuma has a famous comment, but the Medrash Tanchuma reads the Pasuk differently. I thought the Lukim is called to Amayla, they know the Bein Atzmo. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says that Yechaz, when you're about to give a public speech, that Yechaz over, make sure you say it right. Then Leima, he said it over to the Eden. But first he said it over. Why does the Torah have to tell us that the nation doesn't make a mistake? To teach us that when we want to teach Torah to other people, we have to have it. Rabbi Medrash Tanchuma quotes the point that Rabbi Kiva was once in shul and the Gabbai asked him to give a shir, so he said he didn't, he's not prepared. He's a rabbi, he can't give a and he kids to shul, what's so complicated? So he said, no, it's a din that you have to be clear. And it's a shayla that 3 gerses, how many times you have to be clear? So one gerse is you have to prepare 2 times, one gerse is you have to prepare 3 times, one gerse is you have to prepare 4 times. And the gerse in the Hilt of Spirit HaTerah quotes the machloikers with it, I think he quotes machloikers with it, which we pass like 2 or 3. I don't think he quotes the same book. And in the different midrash, Tanchuma, the Medrash Rabba, they quote the various opinions, some say 3, some say 4. If the Shiloh went already, he says the Shiva and the Yeshiva are all supposed to be there. The whole Shiva from the beginning to the end, either 2 times or 3 times or 4 times. Some rabbis don't prepare, because I've never had a Rebbe in Yeshiva. His Shiva was in once, the Shiloh can't even have a label. He's going to be there, so he's going to defeat the first time. He already knows what he's going to say. He doesn't want to give a lecture, he wants to show the Shiva how to make a label. Other Rabbein also behold, they want to show the Talmidim how to make a later, but they prepare it a few times, and then they put out an act, and just to not prepare, that's what's supposed to do, and then teach them how to make a later. But to say, she unprepared, some takanish. So that's what the Medrash Tanchuma has. By Dabba Lekim, Zesham, Rakotim, there's a Pasuk in Eov that says, Ozro by Yisapa, Echina, Legam, Chakor, Hakadosh Baruch Hu went over the Torah, Ozro by Yisapa, he looked it over, by Yisapa, he counted every word, he said it over. He spoke to people. Yachina is prepared with Gav HaKor. The Akhari came by Yad HaLadam. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo presented the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Before he presented the Torah to the Jewish people, he chanted it over. Zim to HaTorah Shemziya, then Torah lot en... Next note. That you shouldn't Hei Ucha Chav Gassel. First, we shouldn't be so arrogant. Lema Dabba, this may have to give a talk and give a Torah in front of the public. Two or 3 times. Then might say Rabbi Akiva and so on. At the bottom of the page, he quotes the other midrash in the gracious Rabbah, the Shmoyt Rabbah, where it has a verse of 3 or 4 times. But the Gerzah has a Shem Allah on the mic. It's by Kriyat HaTayr, by saying Yeshua, and by the Rabbi Shalom saying it all. And that's how the Medrash says, by Dabba Akiva and Kong Barla and Ha'ela, they know that they're not small. After his brother Chaz did it by himself, and then Leymar, he sent it over to Bnei Yisrael. So I'm looking at an idea. What does the Baruch Hu have to say over for? Shaloyehei, died of Gassel. I don't intend for Gassel at all. What does it mean that the Baruch Hu did? The Baruch Hu did it. He says that
he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be married to Torah, one hadrega to the other, to the other, because the Torah is really a description of Elokut. But the Baruch Hu is going to give the Torah
more
understand one word. So he had to lower it one madrega, lower another madrega, and he had to give the fourth part.
The Dalai Lama, the Seal of Greed, the Asira, the Rishon had to bring the Torah down from one level to the next, until it would be on the level that he would be able to present it to the Rishon.